This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for heart takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 121 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever decadent, extra celebrating host, Liam McDade, across the virtual table from the man wearing the Celtics hat, the stud, Connor Strayer. Going on, homeboy? We are going to the fucking finals. I don't want to be cocky. I don't want to call myself Nostradamus of the NBA, but I called this. I knew this. I said this early on. We made it.
Well, early on when? When do you classify early on? Like playoffs?
Early on in the season. Yeah, no, very early on in the season. Yeah. Playoffs is a layup. Like, if anyone who jumps in is like, oh, Celtics go in the finals in the playoffs, like, fuck you. No, I am recorded saying this maybe 2 weeks into the season, maybe a month into the season.
Yeah, you did. I don't remember what I said, probably that they were going to lose, so...
Yeah, you were, you know, classic you, a little more conservative.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, they not surprising. I mean, the Pacers, like every team they've played, just massive injuries. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll start there then. Yes, but we'll start there. So there's a lot of murmurs. There's a ton of fucking stuff to talk about with this. Yeah. Obviously, we're going to be champions, but. Everyone's big controversy is the Celtics didn't play anyone good. Easiest run to the finals, all that stuff that you hear.
Yeah.
Is there merit to this?
Like, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like 100%. I mean, yes, so many injuries on every team they play.
Yeah,
like it's actually kind of funny at this point.
Yeah.
But they...
Because I would have been worried if Jimmy Butler played. That's the only time I would have been worried.
Yeah, but even with Jimmy Butler, that series only goes like six. Max.
Okay, so you don't think that matters that much then?
I really don't. No, they would have beat the Heat anyways. If Jimmy Butler was there, no matter what. That's
you're talking more like Donovan Mitchell playing, we're fucked.
The way that one was trending, maybe, but like I wouldn't say fucked either. Like still like
he
six.
Went crazy
like,
in that last
game. Still,
you
we still win those in six at max. And they went five.
So
each.
You say it's the easiest finals run, you say there's merit to it, but you're discrediting your own argument here by saying we still would have won in six. And...
Yeah, I mean, right there, yeah, pretty much. They would have won at six. I mean, Pacers, who knows? I mean, you can look back at a lot. Everyone says, like, oh, if this went right, that could have happened. They could have easily been down 1-3 in that series. Like, pretty quickly, things change. The Pacers just threw it. Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, it's hypothetical. So it's like,
but
the Pacers were
the Celtics
up, like, two
also...
times. Yeah.
Ripped their fucking heart out on like multiple occasions. Game one, game three, heartbreakers. Like the Celtics were clearly the better team. And
they
took advantage of the Pacers. The Pacers should be able to take out a lawsuit for what the Celtics did to them in the last 3 minutes of game three.
I mean, hey, when their best player is gone.
Yes.
I mean,
but
what,
who the
what
fuck is Nembhard and he's out there bawling?
Yeah, I mean, it's playoffs, so but Halliburton's out there. Sure, they might win a game.
Okay, but you don't think they win outright?
No, there's no way. There's no shot. I mean, there's always like hypotheticals. Yeah, they always have like a 5% chance of like 10% chance.
So you're saying it was an easy run, but the Celtics were going to win regardless of if the other players,
regardless. I mean,
players were healthy.
Based off what we saw all season, sure. None of those series would have went past six games. I didn't see any of those going to seven.
And you also have to play the caveat that we don't have Porzingis. And if we had Porzingis,
true.
I think it would have been unilaterally a sweep. It would have been sweep, sweep, sweep. And now we'd be in the finals. And there might be talks that we're one of the best playoff teams ever.
Hey, if we sweep the Mavs, you got it. Yeah, you have to say that. If we sweep the Mavs, they might go down as one of the best.
Yeah.
Like, that might be the
Warriors,
best player series of all time.
Yes, the Warriors, when they won the championship with KD, they lost one game in the playoffs.
They only lost one game.
Yeah. So did the Kobe and Shaq Lakers. They lost one game.
So we've already lost, what, two? We've lost two?
Yeah.
One in each seat. Well, yeah, one in the
Yeah,
first two
but
series.
like
Got it.
still puts us in like top five playoff teams ever. But Kobe and
Yeah.
Shaq in 2001, game one of the finals, they lost to Iverson. That was the only game
Oh,
they lost.
and this Celtics team would lose to that team, no,
Yeah,
hands
they
down.
get, yeah, of
Yeah.
course. Yeah. It's
Same thing with the
Kobe and
Warriors.
Shaq.
Same thing with the Warriors team that only lost
Yeah.
one. We don't.
Yeah. And I
There's a
have to bring them up later.
huge difference between a one loss team in the playoffs and like this team.
Yes.
Because
It
if they do
That is a
sweep,
good
sure.
point. There's a one loss difference between those teams and the
Big
Celtics,
time.
but the gap is huge.
The gap is big. Yeah. Well, I mean, one
Yeah.
game. I mean,
Yeah.
they didn't fuck around. They took care of business.
Because like say the Celtics were going to the finals to play KD, Steph, and Klay in their prime on Golden State, we'd be fucked, right?
Right now,
Yeah.
without Porzingis.
Yeah, no, with Porzingis, doesn't matter. Like
I
we'd
mean,
be
I say
fucked.
that's probably a close series. Well, let's say
Closer
that goes,
series, but
probably
we're gonna
goes six or
lose.
seven. You could win. There's, oh, in their prime, yeah, we lose. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying like you take the 2017
And
Warriors
that's
and you play
Durant,
them against
Curry,
them.
Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Yeah, okay. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the gap is big.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know. A lot of people are saying easiest path to the finals. We could even play the hypothetical game if the Knicks pulled out the win against the Pacers. We would have smoked the Knicks too. It probably
Oh
would have been
yeah,
a
the
sweep.
Knicks, yeah. I mean, and they were banged up too. I mean,
Yes.
Brunson probably was would
He
you
broke
would
his
it,
hand. He was out.
yeah, he was gonna be
Yeah.
out and then
He wasn't
what?
coming back for the finals.
Yeah, so it's like whatever. I mean, they
Yeah.
can't control that, which is like the
No.
toughest thing. Like the guys on the team are probably like, see, they hear that, they know.
Yeah. It's
Duh.
probably,
But
a little annoying.
at the end of the day, they can't control who they play.
No. I also think it's blissfully ironic that the Knicks got there from the shooting hand of Jalen Brunson. Like he dropped 40 every fucking game, brought them deep into the playoffs, and then he broke his shooting hand and they were done.
Yeah, and he got Brunson must have got like almost third in MVP voting, or he was up there. Or
Yeah,
no,
like
not
he didn't
sorry,
get
not
MVP credits, but he was the best player in
not
the
MVP.
finals,
Sorry, I
probably
meant
bar
like
none, or in
first
the
team.
playoffs by
I meant
none.
first team All
Did
NBA.
he? I
He
think
was up,
so,
I
right?
think he got votes to be in that top five.
Yeah, he was
He
nasty.
didn't get in
I
there,
hate
but
him, but he's nasty.
yeah, he's definitely good. But yeah, I mean, we would have Celtics would have won that in five.
Yeah. Best player in the whole playoffs, I'd probably say it was Jalen Brunson. Like the dude was putting up stupid numbers.
Jalen Brunson or Jalen Brown?
Jalen Brunson.
Nah, not fucking with you. Well,
Yeah,
Brown got
no,
an
fuck
MVP.
no. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well,
Brunson, yeah,
he's a different conversation. He
yeah,
is
people
good.
did say Brunson was the best player in the Eastern Conference
Yeah.
playoffs. The whole, I mean,
I would say even the West too. Like I can't think of anyone better. Is Luka
the
better than him?
stats show that, yeah, Brunson's had the best stats in the Eastern
Yeah,
Conference
of
playoffs. I
anyone.
mean, they didn't reach the finals, but he had the best
Yeah.
statistics. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a fact, so you can't
Yeah.
argue. Yeah.
He was a monster.
Even the Western Conference, I mean, Luka was pretty.
He was
Where
good, but some
Brunson?
of his
Let me see
numbers were a little lacking.
Brunson's.
Yeah, look up Brunson's playoff numbers. I bet they're ridiculous. And Luka, obviously he does his thing, but he had a few off nights. Very un-Luka characteristic, I guess.
He did. But that Kyrie Irving's killing us.
Yeah.
So Brunson did what did he do? 32.4 points a game, seven and a
Yeah,
half
that's pretty
assists,
ridiculous.
3.3 rebounds. He shot 31% from three. We'll talk about how Jason Tatum shot from three in a minute because it was below 30%.
It's Marcus Smart numbers.
Yeah, it is Marcus Smart numbers, and that's why he's no longer even on the team. Where is he? He shot 44% from the field. Like, that's pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, 32
Yeah.
point 32. He must have been the highest scorer of the playoffs per
Yeah,
game.
I would say, yeah, he has to be.
Besides Luka had, well, in the Eastern, I know Luka, I was just looking at it, had like 32 or
Yeah.
35, something like that. 28.
Something
No, sorry. He
crazy.
must,
But
he
we're
was the
talking
highest.
whole playoffs.
Yeah, no, but Brunson was the highest.
Yeah. Yeah, there was also some murmurs. We're gonna get all the rumors out of the way. Murmurs that Kyrie and Luka are the best backcourt, or one of the best backcourts we've ever seen.
Ever? Like,
Ever.
I mean, a happy Kyrie, he's playing his mind off. I mean,
He is.
it's
He's
kind of,
playing
it's,
fantastic.
and I'm getting served, like, you don't have TikTok, but like all of my TikTok, it's like these like montages of Kyrie Irving because it's like a feel good.
God.
Everyone outside of Boston wants this guy to win
Really?
because, I
I think
mean,
he's so hittable.
yeah, but it's just like it's like a feel-good story almost, like how he was
And he's
like
really
he's
sick. Like, he's
I
so
mean he's
sick.
nasty. I mean he was like he's probably one of the best ball handlers in the league. But yeah,
Ever.
he came into the league, he won pretty much almost right away with LeBron in Cleveland. Then after that he kind of went like drama, chaos on
Went off the rails.
teams, off the rails, always put up like decent numbers, but nothing like we're seeing like now. I know his, what is he shooting from three? He's shooting 42% from three. Like that's
That's
insane.
retarded.
Yeah, his field goal percentage is almost 50. It's 48.5. So he's making ha almost half his shots, from three and from the field. So it's like the guy's going off and he's been there, done that, which sucks for us. 'Cause like he's been to the championship and won it. Was he like the top dog on that team?
He was sick.
I mean, I mean, they didn't have him, they would have lost. But yeah, LeBron needed him to win that
Definitely.
finals.
Like him and Braun both dropped 41 in game six to force game
Yeah.
seven. Like, that's crazy shit.
Yeah. So like he definitely had a big part in that finals run, and he has a
Yeah.
ton of
Hit
experience.
basically the most clutch shot in NBA history, where it's like the game
Yeah.
sealing three in game seven. Like, he's a monster. I hate him.
Yeah.
He's an emotional lesbian, but he's a monster at
Yeah.
basketball.
But now with like that paired with a kid who's been playing professional basketball since he was how old? Like 13, Luca? Like 8, whatever
I
it
was going to
was.
say
Like,
8 years old. The
yeah.
fucker. He won finals, or he won MVP of the EuroLeague when he was 18, which is
So he
ridiculous.
was EuroLeague MVP at 18 years old, which is insane.
That
Obviously,
was
he's not
really
scared of anything. I think I saw a clip of him mouthing off to like who they played last round,
Timberwolves.
Timberwolves. He was like, "Yeah, go fuck yourself" or something. So I think whatever our fans give these guys, they're not gonna be like afraid of. They like these guys aren't scared of that shit. Like
And
I
the
saw,
Mavs always play the Celtics tough. All the games have been box office in the last couple of years.
yeah, and Jason Kidd, their coach too. I mean, he's been doing a
Stud.
decent job over there managing like the two personalities with Luka and Kyrie, and he bought his
It's a
team to
fucking
play defense.
miracle. Like, it
He
is
bought,
so crazy that Kyrie goes
yeah.
to this place of all places and he's normal. Like, he couldn't do it with
Well, I
KD.
mean, he has like, arguably the second best player in the world to work with. Like, Luka
What's
got second in
Kevin
MVP
Durant? Kevin
voting.
Durant was the best player.
Yeah, but at that time, I think Kyrie was probably too young. Like,
I guess
he's
maybe.
mature now, I guess. He's just grown up. Which you hate to say, it's like whatever, fuck Kyrie, but like he's grown up, he's happy. He clearly he knows he's not the guy on this team anymore. And he has the best player and second best player in the world to like feed the ball to, where like obviously Luka's gonna get double teamed sometimes, he's wide open. Like come on, like it is kind of sick. I mean, how do you, what was this? Like are they the best backcourt in the league
Backcourt,
right now?
ever. Like, one of the best
Oh, not
backcourts
ever.
ever.
No, I mean, if they win the finals, yeah, I guess you could say that.
They're in the conversation, but I still
They're in the
don't think they're the
conversation.
best. Like, we still have
No.
Steph and Klay, like,
Stephen
pretty
Clay, yeah.
recently.
Yeah, I
Or
mean, you would have to just go based off the numbers at that point. Like, what are the
not
stats?
even, though. Like, how many? They won four fucking championships.
Yeah, but I mean,
They
Kyrie's how old?
won
How long would he?
67 games and then 73 games
Yeah.
back-to-back years.
And if they're not going to win it this year, let's just say that. Next year they could get back there, but the Western Conference is so deep. So like, no, like
And
they
things will change.
on this Mavs team, I think they're loaded up the same for the next season.
Yes,
I
but I'm
mean,
saying in the
yeah,
West, like, things will change. You
guys
know,
go somewhere
LeBron might
else.
not be on the Lakers. Like, he might
No
go
one's scared
somewhere
of them.
else. Who
Yeah,
knows what happens to Kevin Durant? Like, players will
Clippers might
move.
be loaded again. They might get Chris. I don't know if you saw. They might get CP3. Like,
They have all the money in the world. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
yeah. So there's options there, but yeah, I mean. If they win a few rings, maybe, but they're not going to win it this year. But like, I mean, who knows? I mean, we'll see.
We'll get into it later. But so we'll briefly, the Pacers game isn't really worth talking about. Like, we mentioned it earlier. It was basically an ass kicking the whole way through. A few close games.
Yeah.
Like, we ma they made it interesting. It was fun to watch for a bit, but they were clearly they were on a miracle run. They were lucky to be there.
Yeah, and it was sad to see. Like, I mean, I love Rick Carlisle, great coach. His team just like didn't have it. He even knew it. He was like,
No.
"We're just going up against a really good team," and like, there was nothing that they could do about it. And then once Halliburton went down, like, there's no
They're
chance
fucked.
there. Yeah,
I'm
and
glad
they
you like
had,
Rick Carlisle. Me too. I think he's
well,
just
his
done.
Mavs coach. He won the Mavs championship with Dirk, and he won a championship with the Celtics. I don't know if people knew that. That was a big storyline that he has a ring with the Celtics.
As in 2008?
No, Rick Carlisle played on the team with like he was on like he played with like Larry Bird. He
No
played with
friggin' way.
yeah, let me look that up.
I did not know
Could
that.
not. I mean, could be totally wrong, but I'm pretty sure he has a ring.
Rick
Celtics.
Carlisle, yeah, I had no idea. I didn't even know he was a player.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that. He was on he played on Boston in 1845,
Yeah, he won the
1880.
86
Yeah.
championship. Yeah.
A lot of people. So that
Wow.
was like a not a huge, obviously you didn't know it, but like was not a huge storyline, but that was there. I mean, not because like that was so long ago. It's not like Celtics are the same. But yeah,
He
he won a
averaged
couple.
2.6 points per game, shot
Oh yeah, he was
50% from the
bottom of the
field.
bench. He was garbage, but
Yeah. He
he
played in
was
77 games, though.
on that team. So I mean he did play
Yeah.
with Bird,
Averaged 10
Cale.
minutes a game.
Like he did play with all those legends.
Oh, shit.
Which is pretty
I
cool to
didn't know
think.
that.
Yeah, well, I learned something new every day.
Yeah, I
I
guess
learned
so.
it on when I was watching the game. One of the broadcasters
Yeah,
said it.
really.
And
That's
then
good
they talked
analysis
about
there.
him winning with Dallas too. So that guy, he's a good coach.
He's a baller. I've always loved Rick Carlisle. He gets a lot of shit
Unfortunately.
for no reason.
Well, he's just a bland guy. He's old now.
Yeah.
He's definitely almost he's 64, it says. Yeah, he's retiring soon. I mean, he's
I would
got a good young
imagine.
squad with the Pacers, but they're not gonna win any. Like, the Celtics have it. If they keep the same core, they're that's the
Yeah,
team
they're
to
right
beat for the
back in
next
it. The Mavs too. Like
for
the
4 years.
Nuggets are still in contention. The Pacers just
Yeah.
aren't there.
Yeah, it's the Pacers now, not even close.
Yeah. So let's go over some finals storylines that we got going on here. The battle of the backcourts. We got Kyrie and Luka against the best defensive backcourt in the league and Drew and Derrick White. What do you think?
What do I think? Well, I think Drew Holiday is gonna have he's gonna have to step up big time.
Yeah, he has been. He was
Yeah,
so
defending.
nasty in the no in everything. He was
Yeah.
scoring the ball like a motherfucker in the Pacers game series too. He was fabulous.
And Derrick White, what did he how was he in the, like the Pacers series? Like we didn't have
He
to rely on
wasn't
him.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know he cooled off a little bit, but I mean obviously he
But we
shined.
don't need him. I don't need Derrick White to be the superstar of this fucking team. I
Do
was happy.
not, I
Drew
mean,
Holiday almost single-handedly won us a couple of games. He was so clutch.
yeah, but then you're gonna rely on just you're relying on Jaylen Brown right now.
Certainly, but backcourts here. Do you
Okay.
think Kyrie and Luka are too much for Drew and Derrick White?
A little bit, just because Doncic is hype, but like I feel like
Yeah.
Tatum's gonna ha like they're gonna switch off Doncic. So they're gonna
They
have
are.
Tatum's gonna have his turn with them. Brown's gonna have his turn with them.
Yeah.
Porzingis might have his turn with them at some points. That would be a cool story.
Yep.
I mean, all these guys in the Celtics can play big men, besides
Yes.
Kevin and Drew. So we'll see. But
Yeah.
yeah, is he too much? I mean, who can really guard Luka anyways? I mean,
Yeah.
he's
He
proven
gets
that. No,
every
he's
call.
unguardable. Yeah, and
Yeah.
he's getting every. That's what I'm a little bit I'm worried about. I guess we can talk about later. All those other games against the Timberwolves, he was getting a ton of calls.
All of them.
So.
He bitches
He
after
bitches
every
after
fucking
every
one.
shot. Yeah, it's kind of bad,
It's
but I
really annoying.
guess we can guard him. Sure, they also have to guard us. They have to keep up with us. That's what I don't know if they can
Definitely.
handle either. Because like, yes, they do have a decent defense, but it's not like great,
Yeah.
especially with those two. Like Luka's not really known for his
They're run and
defense.
gun.
Yeah, and Kyrie has been playing way better defense this playoff run, but
Yes.
Luka, I don't think he can really guard a guy like Tatum
No, he
or
doesn't give a fuck
Brown.
about defense.
He's gonna get eaten up on that end of the floor,
Yeah.
so that's why no, I think our backcourt's probably better. All right, he would probably even get eaten up by like Drew Holiday or Derrick White. Like Derrick White could cook him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I don't know. I'm a big believer in defense always wins championships. Like defense always prevails. Like the
That's
2004 Lakers had Kobe, Shaq, Gary Payton, and Karl Malone. Like a ridiculously stacked starting five, and the Pistons shut that shit down and won in five. And like no one expected that, but it's all defense. And like you could
Yeah.
play defense back then, you can't play defense now. But it goes in football too. Like
And guess who had the
when
best
the
defensive rating?
yeah, huh?
Guess who had the best defensive rating in the NBA?
The Celtics.
No, it wasn't the Celtics, but you're close.
Really?
It was Minnesota and Orlando.
Oh yeah, it
Dead
was
ass. We're
Minnesota.
number three,
Yeah.
which
Oh,
I
okay.
didn't. Sorry to cut that football story
No,
off, but
it's a point though. Like
yeah.
we're at the top. I didn't know Minnesota was the best. Actually, that's mostly because of Rudy Gobert, unfortunately. God, I fucking hate him.
He's done now. He's in Cancun, but and
Yeah, he is.
Orlando number two. That
That's a weird one, right?
Yeah, and if you have to guess, I mean, Dallas is way towards the end of the league, bottom. They're 1-2.
I guess 26.
Eight. No, they're like in the last
20.
bottom 10. I'm not gonna count all of them.
I'm not going to count all of them, then count all of them.
Okay. So messed up. They were like 20 something, yeah. So
Okay.
like they're, but I think it's changed in the
Yeah,
past.
maybe in the playoffs it's a different number, but also there are less teams, and there's
Yeah.
different numbers to skew anything toward anything there. So I think the backcourt is going to be high. I'm psyched to see that, and I think you're absolutely right. Like, it's not just going to be Derrick White and Jrue Holiday against their two studs. Like, we're going to put Tatum, we're going to put Brown on them. Like, everyone, because you need a blow. Like, anyone guarding Luka a whole game is just going to be wiped. They'll be useless on offense.
Yeah, especially, I mean, and I'm worried about like I'm worried about it because it's Lou, if he's on the other team, like
Yeah.
he's is he going to be able to keep up with just how fast pace the Celtics play too? Because like
Yeah.
they play pretty fast when they need to.
Yeah. They'll blow you off the court. Like, they have five guys who can run the floor and shoot. All of them can
Yeah,
shoot.
I mean, I could see game one going like just start off with just three after three after three after three after
Yeah.
three from both
Like a
teams, which is going to be
crazy, like
kind of annoying.
146, 138 final score, something nuts like that.
Yeah, what's the over under on this bad boy right now? But back of what do you think? Do you agree with that, or do you?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly.
I mean, they're good. They're good, but when they have the height on us, but other than that, I think it would we kind of win
Yeah,
that
and even
matchup.
their height isn't very impressive. Like, PJ Washington isn't huge.
No, I mean, yeah, you're right. But Luka is pretty big for his
Yeah,
position.
he's ridiculous. He's like 6 foot 8.
So it's
You
like he's
back on
tough
the
to guard.
gambling wagon?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I didn't really gamble on many of those games. But
Shut up. There's no fucking layup.
I mean, well, the money line, well, yeah, you would have to bet so much on it. I mean, I've
Free
had the
money.
Celtics in every series, so it's pretty much free
Yeah,
money.
and you got them to win the finals, right?
Yeah, so yeah, it wasn't that bad. What was I just gonna look up? The over under on this game. It's 214, so it's like 215, so that's like 107 each.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty high scoring for an NBA game, especially a playoff
Yeah.
game where you would think
Yeah,
defense
a
would win.
finals game.
Exactly. Are you looking to
Yes.
go?
I'd love to. Tickets for the first one aren't terrible. They're the devil's number, 666, which I think is a curse, but
Yeah, with fees and taxes though, they're like
probably comes
800.
to, yeah. Oh, really? Jesus fuck.
Unless they went down, it was like 848 when I looked the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, they have gone down. So this one's 808
That would be so
for
sick.
the cheapest one.
Are you going?
Nah, probably not.
If you
Unless
fork out, I'll go. That's about the only occasion I
if I
won't.
pay, yeah.
No, not for me. Like, if you decide you want to go, I will obviously pay my share.
We'll see. I mean, we got to not really. We don't have to do it like tomorrow, but
No.
we'll see. We'll see.
We
It's
got
a
till
lot for a
Thursday.
Celtics game when you can
It
just watch it
is.
at home and
It's true. And
not have to
drink
pay
beers
100.
that aren't $15. Another storyline going into it, revenge games.
Yep.
Kyrie Irving against the Celtics. Kyrie in Boston is going to be box office. That alone is worth watching, let alone Porzingis against his old team that he apparently fucking hates in the playoffs.
I didn't know he hates him.
Yeah.
Okay, so Porzingis is just like fucked Mavs.
Yeah, well, because he went there and, like, it just never really worked. And then they traded him to Washington. And, like, I don't know. He, like any player, he probably feels like he didn't get a fair shake, but there's clear animosity there.
I mean, sending someone off to Washington is like sending someone off to like be killed. So it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, I would be like, fuck you guys. I'd be
I'd
pissed at Cuban, if
be
anything.
pissed.
Yeah, Cuban should be worrying.
Like, how could you do this to me?
Yeah, I mean, Porzingis, yeah, it's a story. Well, Kyrie Irving back in Boston, that's crazy too. So it's
That's gonna
like,
be awesome.
yeah, you're gonna have to like, obviously, if you watch the game on TV, you're gonna be like hearing fuck Kyrie. So it's
I
like,
was about to say over
wow.
under 200 fuck Kyries per game.
Oh, probably over. It's going to be chanted
Yeah.
every time he gets the ball. Almost it should, but
Yeah.
he's probably ready for that. I mean, he knows he's not an idiot, and
Yeah.
he's played at some of the biggest places, like we're fan like Duke. He's played for Duke. I think
Yeah.
you get a lot of
You and
shit
your
when you play for
fucking
Duke
Duke.
going on the road. Like you hear a lot of shit, like at UNC or
Yeah, you hear
something.
some
Like,
fucked up shit.
and
Yeah.
that's even like smaller, more compact, more intimate places to play. Like harder, but with fit, you can actually feel like the ground shaking in some of those places
Yeah.
because like the fans are insane. Like in Boston,
They're
you're
all
not going to
drunk
feel a
college
Coors
kids.
Shake. There's, you don't feel a Coors Shake.
No,
Like,
but it's pretty rowdy. Like I went
it's
to,
rowdy, yeah. But
yeah, I
he's had
went.
rowdier.
Yes, probably like the finals, I would imagine.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, but like I went to game one Celtics Nets like 2 years ago, and we swept the Nets, and it was like a complete ass kicking. But in game one, Kyrie was actually playing well, and they kept it sort of close. And Jason Tatum hit a crazy buzzer beating game winner to win the game. I was at that game, and me and my buddy, like his 44-year-old, very rich girlfriend, and not no longer with her, but at the time, bought us almost courtside seats. Like we were like 2 rows back. It was really good. And Kyrie's in front of us. He's inbounding the ball, and we're behind it. We ended up getting out on the news because we're like, "Fuck you, Kyrie!" Like burn some sage, like yelling all that fucking ignorant shit when you're hammered. And
Were you the one who
he
threw the
did.
bottle?
No, I know him though. He lives in Braintree. He's a friend of mine. But
Idiot.
friggin', yeah, no, he's a stud. But so like we're behind him, we're cussing him out, and Kyrie does like the two middle fingers. He like puts it behind his back to us, and I was like,
Yeah.
nice. And then that ended up getting on the news of Kyrie flicking off the Boston fans.
I mean, I like that he gives it back.
Yes. And he was balling. Like he had like 31 that game. Like he did pretty well.
Yeah, and like we said before, like he's not scared of this moment. He
No.
knows what's coming. He's been to Boston. Does he want to hear that all the time? But no, this is the finals. He's gonna be burning the sage. He's gonna be doing stuff, I think, to piss the fans off because that probably makes him pissed off to play better.
I was
So
about
it's
to
like
say, you think he probably feeds off it by this point?
it's tough to say because he's such like a
He's so sensitive.
he's such like a in and out like in with the world like I don't know like kind of like yoga kind of guy. He just, I feel
Yeah.
like he's like, he's just like a weird, I don't know how to even say it. He's just a strange man. So who knows? I mean, he might feed off that, definitely. If he's playing well, yeah, he's gonna, if he starts off hot, he's gonna feed off that. Cause they're still gonna boom, even if he's like making
Oh, if
shots.
he's
So
balling, he's definitely getting boot.
yeah, and he's gonna feed off that because he knows he's crushing it. And they have like the Mavs are legit the hottest, probably the hottest team in basketball right now.
Yeah, and that's what happened
Since,
at the
well,
game
since,
that I was at. Like he was
yeah.
killing it. We were cussing him out. We were extra pissed that he was playing well, and he played even better. Kevin Durant sucked. He was great.
Yeah, and like this is the Mavs have been balling out since like the end of the regular season. They had to go on like a huge tear to get that 5 seed because at one point they were in that play-in mix. And they started going off towards the end of the season. So they've been one of like the hotter teams to close out this season and then making a run into the playoffs. They're not like
Yeah.
a team that was already like 1 seed kind of coasted. They've been firing on all cylinders for most of like the last half of the season and then into the playoffs. But like, can they keep it going? I feel like these guys are pretty dead right now.
Yeah,
They got
they
to
were
be
the
tired.
5 seed. Pretty crazy. And I was psyched that Minnesota was able to take one game from them, so it gives them a little less rest against us. I wanted them to take
Yeah,
it out
had
again.
$100 on Minnesota that game. They won.
Nice. Good fucking
Yeah.
hit.
Well, there was a guy I follow. He was like, yeah. He's like, Timberwolves are winning. And that game was close too. That game wasn't like a,
Yeah.
I was like on the edge of my seat the
You
whole game. But
were stressing. What'd you take money line?
oh yeah, I had yeah, it was Minnesota money line.
Nice, good man.
And it was like +110, so it was a good bet.
Nice.
But yeah, they stole one game. I mean, the Minnesota stole one game. So it's kind of like, so that went five, ours went four. How many games do you think the Mavs can get in this series?
So I have Celtics in six. So I think the Mavs
That's your
get two.
prediction?
Yeah, Celtics in six, Mavs get two.
You actually think Mavs win too? One,
Yeah.
when, where do they get these wins? All in Dallas or?
No, like they could steal one. Like the Celtics home court advantage doesn't seem to exist anymore, which I think is so weird. Like it totally used to be a thing and it's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
As much as I love like the Boston faithful and I go to these games and get rowdy and try and get in the other players' heads, like it just seems like it doesn't really have an effect.
Yeah, they train with all the like high tech shit now. I don't think any of these
Yeah.
players really get affected unless like one
They're
of
too
them's
good.
that sensitive. Yeah, they've played like some of these guys have played in the biggest arenas of all. Like I said, in college atmospheres, it's harder than this.
Yeah.
Most colleges are like so much smaller, and you actually feel like the noise, and you can it's intense. So it's like these guys are trained for this moment.
Yeah. Like I remember Russell Westbrook was playing a game against the Sixers in Philly, and like one of the fans like flipped out and like yelled some racist shit at Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
And like Westbrook, one, got the fan kicked out. And then at the end of the game, he had 20, 20, and 20. And I was like, okay, like clearly you didn't get into his head because he had a historically great game.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you're saying, ooh, so Celtics
But
at six.
Westbrook's a monster. But yeah, no, I think
Yeah,
Celtics
so
in
is
six.
Luka.
Like, I think we'll give him two. Like, that seems fair.
You don't even think we'll sweep him?
No. No, I don't think so.
Why
Like,
and
do
why?
we,
Really? You're not that
yeah.
confident?
Like, if
With
Porzingis
Porzingis
is
back?
back and it all gels perfectly, that'd be fantastic. But we haven't played with Porzingis in like a month or two.
He missed 10 games, technically, because of the.
Okay. Yeah. So, but like, in the playoffs, there's more time in between.
Yeah.
So we'll call it a month. Maybe he's been out for a month, but it's been a little bit. And, maybe he comes back and it's perfectly fine. He's completely ready to go out and ball. He's playing to the best of his ability and the team all gels and plays like they did in the regular season. And I'm completely wrong. But
Yeah.
that's a lot of things to go right that I'm probably not willing to bet on.
Yeah, and this team isn't, let's just say they're not the Pacers. They're without Halliburton. They're not, I don't know who else, the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler. They're and like
Yeah.
all the other guys. Like, who else did
Like
we
the
even
team's
play? I
really
forget who
good
we even
without
played already.
Porzingis. Yeah.
Yeah, like
The Cavs without
the
Donovan Mitchell.
Cavs. Yeah, that was a cakewalk too. Like, their whole
Yeah.
team got fucking
They
hurt.
didn't.
Like,
Yeah, exactly. No Caris LeVert, no Jared.
yeah, this is a different team, and they lost to some of those teams. Yeah, granted, it was one game, but they were
Yeah.
on the verge of like losing a couple of those games. They were kind
Yeah.
of sloppy at moments. They didn't put these teams
They
away,
were.
and that's the only thing I'm worried about. Like, am I gonna pick the Mavs? No, but like that's the only thing
And
I would be a
is
little bit worried
Porzingis the
about. They're
difference maker
sloppy.
there? Like you look at all the close games and you're like, all right, even if Porzingis is in there, he's probably getting at least 10 points. Like 10 points is a bad game for Porzingis. Like he's probably getting
Of course.
15. And then that kind of accelerates the whole thing where it's like, okay, if we won by four, like Porzingis is in there, then we at least win by 19 in theory. And I know it's infinitely more complicated than that, but.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, and it takes pressure off other guys too. And Porzingis isn't there because it's like you're not guarding, like, I don't know, Luke Kornet the same way you're gonna guard
No,
Porzingis. You're not
dude, if
guarding
Luke Kornet takes the
Hauser.
floor in the finals, I'll be bullshitting.
Yeah, you're not even guarding Al Horford the same way you're guarding the whatever Porzingis. Like, you're putting more of a hand in Porzingis' face all the time, and then
Yeah.
also on the other end, you're not gonna be able to take. I mean, Porzingis is not like the best defensively, but you're not taking advantage of him like they did with Al Horford. Al
Yeah,
Horford
but
looked
he's
like
seven
a
foot.
senior
Yeah, Al
citizen
Horford, you're
at
right. He
times. Like,
they literally looked for Al Horford on defense.
yeah, and it was sad. Like, they tore him
Which was
apart. Like,
actually
yes, he
really
should.
sad, right? It's like elder abuse. You're like, stop doing this.
Yeah, and yes, he had like a few good games where he shot threes, but like, if we do that
Yeah.
again, if he keeps doing that, their Celtics are also going to lose. You're not going to beat the Mavs without Horford shooting nine threes a game. Like, that's a
No.
joke.
And
He
friggin',
had
he
one good
had some
game with
good
it.
games. Yeah. But he also had a game where he shot 5 of 18 from the field and
Yeah.
like 3 of 12 from three. And I'm like, that's our center. And
Three of
our
12.
center is like something like that. Like it was a terrible number.
Yeah, he took
But
12
like,
threes.
yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like even the 5 of 18, I know, I guarantee that's right. Like I remember that specifically. It's like if our
Yeah, it was right.
center, who's supposed to get the most efficient shots, like they're at the rim, he's the center, and he shoots 5 of 18, like that's terrible. Like
Well,
that's fucking awful.
the thing is, he's wide open. Like, it's not like these shots are even like
Yeah.
there's no one even on him when he's shooting most of these threes, which is even worse that he's going 3 for 12. Yes, he's our center. Like, that makes it doesn't sound as bad, but he should. And but Porzingis would be taking those shots, those wide open
Yes.
shots, and he's gonna
Yeah.
shoot a little significantly better, hopefully.
Oh, he will. I mean,
I
he's
mean,
7 foot 3.
yeah.
When he raises his arms above his head to shoot, he's got to be 8 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
More than
no one's
that.
stopping
So
that.
no
Yeah.
one's stopping it, and he's going to hit those at a higher clip. So it's like, you change that, you sub out him for Al Horford.
Yeah.
Like, that's going
And
to be
Al
a
can get
huge
some
change.
minutes. Like, I want Al to have
Yeah,
an
Al's going to get some
impact.
minutes, but like,
Yeah.
not, I
But we
don't know.
don't
We
lean on
might
him.
not see him that play too many minutes in this finals. I
And
think
that's
he's, if
fine. Like, I
Porzingis
want to
is
win.
really healthy, yeah, if he's really healthy, I could see Mazzulla sticking with just seven guys.
Yeah.
Because you're not playing like you're not playing most of your bench in these like
Dude, he
games.
didn't
You're
play
going all out.
Brissett at all.
Yeah, Brissett, I don't think he's a big fan of him, but like, you're not gonna
No, I
play.
guess not, which I thought he was a perfectly fine player.
And the bench didn't do that well the last, from what I remember,
No,
like the
Pritchard
last
was almost non-existent. Still gets hustle, offensive
yeah.
rebounds, but that's about it. And I'm
But
like,
this
where's the Peyton Pritchard that I fell in love with?
and the Mavs have been pretty like reliant on their bench at times too.
Yeah.
So it's like, if their bench outperforms ours, that could be scary as well.
Could be, but like also like I'm not afraid of Jaden Hardy or whatever the fuck his name is. Like, no, I'm not afraid of
You
him.
don't even know his name.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's how little not afraid I am of him. I am.
I mean,
Like,
yeah, and
he's not imposing. Maxi
no, it's.
Kleba. I'm afraid of Maxi Pad. Come on now.
Let me find a game that was actually close. Oh, so the win at 109 against Winnaway. I want to see how their bench played in that game because that's a close game that
Yeah.
they that was like they went up 2-0 on the series. So the bench, I mean, I'm sorry.
Which one is this game
Derek
two?
Lively went off 14 points. Duke guy.
Yeah.
He's only 22 too. So like they do have height at that end, but it's like Derek Lively. I'm not scared of a 20-year-old guy out of Duke.
No.
I do
And
love
I'm
that he went
looking
to
at
Duke.
game three, which was a close game for the Celtics, and the bench played fucking terrible. Peyton Pritchard had 2 points. Sam
Yeah.
Hauser had none. Tillman had none. Or Tillman had two. Brissett had none.
So in those close games, I think Mavs might have a better bench. I mean, not might. It's
Yeah.
looking like that by the numbers and like throw.
Dude,
I
the
mean, it's
Celtics
not
playoff
like.
lineup is critically low here. Like
I mean, when
they're
you have a
playing
top loaded
eight
five,
players.
when you have a top loaded top five, yeah, it's just
Yeah.
you don't really need to do that, especially if Porzingis is 100% ready to go.
Dude, the bench sucked here too. Sam Hauser 5 points, Pritchard
Yeah,
five
Hauser's
points,
been doing pretty
Tillman
bad.
none. Yeah, so Hauser's been terrible. What's up with that?
He was hot. I mean, he wasn't hot. He was playing well in the
He
first
was pretty
whatever
hot.
series. And then
Yeah.
he kind of fell off. I mean, his 3-point shot has been pretty bad, and he's a liability on defense as well. So it's like
Yeah.
you're really
You
gonna
got to reach out to
see.
him, you know. Do all the tall white guys have like a coalition where you guys
Oh
all meet
yeah.
up?
Oh
Okay,
yeah.
yeah. So
In
at the next
Boston.
meet, yeah, at the next meeting, bring it up to him and say, "Hey, you're slacking on this."
I'm getting
Just
coffee with him tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, tell him to start netting them because this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, and the last game, I know they're hurting, but like Tillman's not gonna get minutes. Hauser's I could see the only really guy getting minutes off the bench right here, Pritchard and Al Horford. Well, Al Horford's definitely not
Yeah,
playing 40
Horford's
minutes.
a starter because of Porzingis.
Well, if Porzingis is ready to go, then
Yeah.
Horford's not
Yeah,
gonna
so
start,
Al
and
will
he's
play
only gonna
off the
get.
bench a little bit.
Yeah, man, a little. He might only get like it depends how well Porzingis is like feeling, but he's only going
Yeah.
to get like 10 minutes in these games. I can't see him getting more than 10.
Hopefully. What do you think the re-injury risk for Porzingis is, like
What
percentage-wise?
was that,
Like, what are they?
hamstring? Or
No,
did
it
he
was a
hurt again?
calf, strained calf.
God, I wish I knew more about it. I mean,
Yeah. Because
he's
hammies, I'd say it's very high, but
in
so.
the past, he's been pretty crippled. So probably pretty high that he. I hate saying that. Probably pretty high. The odds that he gets hurt again. Like, it's probably might happen. Like, don't want to will that into existence, but that's rough.
19% to 31% of cases get re-injured.
So it's like a, say, average 25% chance
Yeah.
that he has to get hurt. Well, that's why that's why we want it to finish in four. Not,
Yeah.
the longer the series goes, the better chance,
Yeah, let's
the
wrap
higher
this up
chance he
quickly,
has
boys.
against,
Let's finish
yeah,
this in three if we can.
the higher he has a chance of getting hurt again. So it's rough. I mean, Porzingis obviously is known for that. So let's get this wrapped up in five. Because if this does have to go seven, maybe it does happen in game six or something. And then
Suck shit.
without him in a game seven,
It
we'll see if
sucks.
Tatum has the balls to do it.
Yeah, so you had a point of Tatum earlier. What
Yeah.
was that that you wanted to make?
I mean, he's pretty. He hasn't been a superstar in any of these play. I mean, he had a couple good games out of the series, but like 26 points per game. But he's only shooting 29% from three, which is pretty bad. And then 44% from the field, which is also like pretty subpar for a first team All NBA. He's not playing first team All NBA. Not got numbers in this playoff. Yeah, he has the points, but. He's also taken like 20 shots a game. So that's why his field goal percentage shows that he's like not playing that well.
Yes. Yeah, I forgot he was first team all NBA. Isn't that kind of crazy?
I mean, he had a crazy, yeah, regular season.
Did he
Well,
not?
first team All NBA, and he didn't even get top five in the MVP race.
Yeah, that's where I think it's a little crazy. So I'm looking at
Yeah.
his numbers here. Yeah, the numbers are pretty good.
I mean, they're not obviously, we're not shitting on him. He's not playing like terrible.
No, we're talking about the
he's taking a shit ton of shots to get that many points, which is
yeah, we're
not
talking
efficient.
Pacers here. So his overall shooting numbers are pretty good.
Yeah.
46, 45, 52, 42 in 4 games. And then his points per game isn't too bad, but it's definitely not like consistently groundbreaking here. So
No, he could go off for more.
yeah. I'm just doing some quick math.
And compared to Luka, like Luka has a 34.3% 3-point shooting in the playoffs so far. Like I said, Tatum's not even hitting 30. He's 29% flat, and that's a big difference. Like, that's a huge difference.
Yes, it is.
Luka's also taking more threes than him, but like he's hitting them at a higher clip, so he's playing technically better than him.
So Tatum's averaging basically 23 points a game.
I can give you the
In
real
the
number. It's
last
26
in the
in the
last
playoffs.
series, I mean, yeah, in the
Yeah.
last series he averaged 23.
That's not great. I mean,
Definitely not great.
luckily it was a sweep, so he didn't really have to.
Yeah.
And he did, obviously, Brown had a better series, way more efficient. And that's why I got that Eastern Conference MVP. What did you think about that?
Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. Do you think he was the Eastern Conference MVP?
Two words. Fucking finally. Like,
Finally,
oh
yeah.
yeah. Like, if you're gonna do it anytime, like do it now. Yes, it was very much deserved. Like, who else was really in contention for it? Like, we just made fun of Tatum. Like, it wasn't Tatum. Well,
Wasn't
he's
gonna be
had
Tatum,
un
no.
yeah, no,
White.
Tatum's had unprecedented success. White could have been, but like we said, he kind of trailed off toward the end there. Drew Holiday stepped it up at the end, but wasn't great at the beginning. Like Brown seemed to be the only one who's like consistently the whole way through balling.
Yeah, and even after some interview, if like post-game interviews, he's like, finally, Jason Tatum showed up. That was actually pretty funny. He was like, finally, JT started hitting shots. Like, he was
Yeah.
basically saying he sucked in the fourth quarter and he wasn't there. I counted the many shots he took. He went like 1 for 5 in the fourth quarter and then shied away from taking shots and passed the ball up. So it was like Jaylen Brown really took charge in the series and he deserved that.
Yes, and I think he was joking to some extent to that, like making fun of the
Oh
headlines.
yeah, obviously, but yeah,
Yeah, so Brown
he wasn't
averaged
wrong.
basically averaged 30 points a game in the last round, which is pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
And
and he's
the
he's
numbers are
got
pretty good.
yeah, and he's gotten to the playoff total playoffs 25 points a game. So him and
Yeah.
Tatum are right there. Tatum has one more point per game. JT shooting 54% from the field, while Tatum shooting 44% from the field.
Yeah.
That's a wild difference. Like Jaylen
It
Brown's
is.
shooting 10% better than you. And then the 3-point
The Browns'
percentage,
3-point numbers, sauce.
36.8%. No,
Third. Yeah,
Tatum's shooting
we're.
29, so he's almost shooting.
That's Marcus Smart numbers.
Yeah,
Textbook.
Jaylen Brown is. I mean, if I didn't tell you whose stats were whose, you would have guessed Tatum's stats were Jaylen Brown's stats 100%
Yes. Oh,
this playoffs.
100%. Yeah.
Jaylen Brown is actually kicking. I didn't even know. I didn't combine their stats. I didn't. Wow, Jaylen Brown's actually kicking Tatum's ass. It's not even a question. Brown has been way better player in this playoffs so far.
Yeah. In the last series, though, like let's his 3-point numbers in game one was 25%, game two was 40%, game three was
That's wild.
20%, and game four was 50%. So it's like high mountains and low valleys. Like he's either shooting sub 30, sub 25, or
Yeah.
over 40%. And there's no in between for his 3-point numbers, but it's
No.
obviously oddly specific.
Yeah, and he's not taking a shit ton of threes. I mean, I don't think he's
Yeah,
taking
how
that
many
many.
attempts are we looking at here? So we had 4 attempts, 10 attempts, 5 attempts, and 8 attempts.
It's at the whole playoffs, it says 5.4 a game. Tatum shooting
Oh no, I was
7.1
wrong.
a game.
No, yeah, no, I was reading the right number. Never mind,
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
So
Yeah.
Brown shooting 5.4, 5.5 basically a game, and Tatum shooting 7.1 a game, which is he's shooting
Yeah,
two more
Tatum
and he's
loves
shooting
his
way
three-point
less.
numbers. Yeah.
Maybe have Brown take those threes.
I would say so.
And
So
he's
you think the Jason Tatum hate is worthwhile?
it's a little worthwhile. I mean, he doesn't ha he's also taking a step back, maybe. I mean, I listen to the radio all the time. A lot of people think he's some kind of injury. He's just not playing up to his superstar potential.
Yes.
But
I
he
would
doesn't really
agree.
have to when. I mean,
Two, seven, eight,
so far, because it's been layup team after layup team after layup team. Like there was no team that was like, I would have been like, oh, I'm scared of like in that run. So it was kind of just like, he's getting away with it. I mean, like we said, he's not playing bad. Like he's still averaging 26 points a game with 10 rebounds. Like that's good. It's just not like top five good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like, is he the superstar that everyone thinks he is? No, not right now.
So far, Drew Holiday is averaging, where am I looking here? 13 points a game. So that's a not an overwhelming number, but a decent number.
Yeah, and how many assists though? It's like six.
Five.
Yeah, I mean he
Yeah.
has a he's
So
yeah. I mean,
he's
but we're not relying on Drew
contributing.
Holiday.
No, but I'm just saying,
Yeah.
like, they take the store scoring load off of Tatum. And
Yep. And Tatum's also getting like also that best probably coverage on the team. Like
yes,
he's
he
getting
still
the
gets
best
superstar
defender.
treatment.
So
Yeah,
he's
Derek
getting the
White's
superstar
averaging
treatment.
fucking 18 points a game.
Yeah, which is crazy. That's what we
Yeah,
need. I mean, he doesn't
we
do
do.
that some games. If he doesn't do that some games earlier on, we might not even be here right now. So it's like Derek White
Yes.
saved our asses in the first couple series, no doubt.
Yeah, he's crushing it. Yeah,
It's
it's wild. Like, I don't know. There's so much Jason Tatum hate, and in some circumstances I understand it, and sometimes I don't.
Yeah, but if the Celtics win this series, like when they win the series, it's like they're not gonna win if Tatum plays like shit, obviously. So it's like if they win, Tatum's gonna have a huge part in that winning. Unless, Derek White steals the show again or like who
Yeah.
knows, but like it'll be interesting to see. There's just a lot of people to feed, mouths to feed on that team with shots.
Yes.
Like there's so
Which
many
is
guys that
good.
can
Like, I
put up
want a lot of
reps.
contributors.
Yeah,
Like,
but
we have more contributors on our team than the Mavs have on their team. And they play pretty good team ball, but we're better.
all right, yeah. Question then. So say this game seven, 1 second left or 2 seconds left. Say you have a
Ooh.
chance to like drop a play. We're down by 1 point. Who are you giving the ball to win the game
Ooh.
again in the
So
finals against the Mavs?
we don't need a three.
You don't need three. You just need a bucket or a foul. Get to the hoop, make one free throw. Whatever. Who are you giving the ball
I'm
to?
stuck between Jaylen Brown because he has the hot hand, and
Yeah.
maybe it's just like unbridled. Like, I'm really hoping he fucking does it. I don't have a ton of faith in it, but like Jaylen Brown because he got the hot hand, or if I'm thinking like reliably, like Porzingis, like give the fucking ball to Porzingis. He
So you're not.
can lay it up. He can shoot mid-range flawlessly. Like, do something with him.
So why didn't you say Tatum?
That's an excellent point. And I didn't say Tatum because he'd probably take a three. And I
He'd probably take
don't
a
want
dumb
to.
step back three.
And I don't want a three in that situation. Like,
No.
if
And
he
Derek
hits
White,
it, it would
too.
be sick. If he hits it, I'm going streaking. I don't think
Yeah.
he's going to hit it.
Yeah. And like, it's again, like, I would even have Derek White over probably Tatum taking that last shot.
Derek
And it's
White's a
proven.
fantastic one as well.
They've been going to Derek White and Jaylen Brown. If you watch like the end of these games, they've been going to those
Yeah.
two specifically towards the end. Tatum's not getting really any love there.
Yeah, it might be ludicrous that I said Jaylen Brown over Derek White, but
I mean,
only
right
because he's
now
been balling.
it's daily. Yeah, I mean, right now you'd probably have to give Jaylen Brown the ball at that point,
Yeah.
just to get a buck. You don't need a three. I mean, you could shoot a three if you want, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you needed a three, who would you go with?
Derek White. It
Derek
has to be
White,
Derek
yeah, I'd
White,
probably
yeah.
go with Derek White as well. Yeah, I
Huh?
mean,
Like, he's super reliable.
Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Tatum. I'd go
Yeah.
that in that three.
Really? I'd put Porzingis still ahead of Tatum.
Tatum's really not that good at threes. And people think he
He's
is
really
because he
not,
shoots a
no.
fucking shit ton
Because
all the
he
time.
loves him. And he'll
And he
hit some
looks,
sick ones.
yeah, he because he yeah, he does hit sick ones, but he's not a
Yeah.
great 3-point shooter at
No.
all. And I hate when
No.
people say that.
But he'll take fucking nine of them, and one of them will be
One of them
super
looks
sick.
nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like one of them looks flashy, like
And
great.
you see it all over your Instagram feed. You're like, holy shit, look at that step back and double coverage. And you're like, dude, watch
Well,
the
dude,
game.
it's the same thing I saw with not even remotely close, but like Caitlin Clark. She played like a game the other
Yeah.
night. I saw it was like her highlights. Her shooting performance was terrible. Like
Yeah.
she shot like one, shot like 2 for 9 from three. They only showed like the one three that was like sick. Like
Yeah.
then I went to the stats and I'm like, oh, so she played like shit. They still won the game,
She
but it was like,
sucks.
yeah. I mean, stats wise, she's hucking up three. So it's like,
Yeah.
sure, one's going to go in and look sick. You're a fucking
Yeah.
pro. Like,
You
should.
trained your whole
Like,
life to shoot three,
yeah,
so yeah, you
one's
should
going to
hit
go
one.
in. One's going to fucking find its way through the net. So it's like,
Yeah.
it is crazy to say, like you just said, like, what does the Tatum hate? Well, at the fourth quarter, who are you picking for that last shot? You didn't even say
That is a
Tatum
good
on the
point.
threes
You're
or
right.
two. So
I
you're, and
know.
I know you're not
Fuck.
biased towards it. Like, you're not
No,
like the guy
I
who hates
try.
on
You
him.
know, there's a little bit of bias. I
And
try
if
to remain
someone says they're
unbiased.
picking Tatum, they don't, I don't think they really know, because it's like,
Yeah.
you have you watched any of these? He hasn't had the ball in his hand at all in the last four, in the fourth quarter.
No. Like that game one Pacers Celtics when Brown hit that crazy three to force overtime, like I
Yeah.
didn't feel good about it either. And then like after that, I'm like, you know, maybe give the ball to Jason or Jaylen Brown at the end of these games here.
And yeah, I mean, Tatum obviously can shut us up by just like hitting
Yes.
four game winning shots in a sweep.
A
Like,
hundred
who
percent.
knows? If he does that, then the narrative will change.
Dude, if he
I
does
mean,
that, I will literally never say a bad thing about Jason Tatum.
you
Like
can't.
if he hits one, like if he hits one game winner, that's
Yeah,
like
and the eyes will be on him. The eyes, he'll, he's probably the, I hate it's not, not that there's any pressure, and he's still playing great basketball. Like, he's not
Yeah.
terrible. He's not bad. The
No.
eyes are going to be on him. This
He does
is,
have, in a sense, the most to prove though, because he gets a lot of shit.
he will have the most to prove in this playoff series. This will be
Yeah.
like the guy, like the dark horse. Like, this guy hasn't won a championship. Neither has Luka, but he's had major success his whole life. So is Tatum.
Yeah.
Kyrie has a championship, and Tatum's the so-called like leader of this team. Well, not leader,
Yeah.
but like the best player on the team. He's got to show up here then. Because if
Yeah.
Luka's
Like,
balling out, he's got to ball out.
yes. And if the Mavs lose, like, no one's going to be like, is Luka really a superstar? Like, no one's ever going to say that because he's sick.
No, but if the Celtics lose, they're going to say that about Tatum. They're going to
Yeah.
be like, is Tatum really a superstar? Because if the Celtics lose the series, it's all on Tatum, 100%.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what they're going to, even if he balls out, it's still going to be on him for some
100%.
reason,
Yeah.
which is kind of weird to think.
It is. And it
They're not
blows.
going
Like
to, but like,
it's like the quarterback mentality for football. Like I forget if you're big into football, but it's like when
yeah.
a quarterback, if you win the game, you have to give all the credit to everyone else. If you lose the game, you have to take all the onus on yourself. And I'm
Yeah.
like,
It's
that
the way
just
that
seems like a
goes.
thankless job. Like that seems so shitty. Like,
It's the way the cookie crumbles, though. It's like
yeah.
you're the best player on the team.
Yeah, you
You
touch
gotta
the
go
ball
out and
every
show
time.
it. Yeah, you
Yeah.
should be touching the ball. You should be making almost, you should be involved in every play.
Yeah. And that's why I've always loved the quarterbacks. They're like, yeah, I fucking killed it that
And
game.
Tatum's
And
our
I'm like,
quarterback.
okay, cool. Yeah, he is. Yes, absolutely.
And like we said,
It
he could
just
shut us
sucks.
up. He could shut
Yeah.
us up. So
And
it's, I think
his
maybe he
rebounding and
will.
assist numbers have been pretty good. Like, he's a well-rounded
Sure.
enough player. Yeah, you're like, I
Those are gonna
guess.
be
But
there.
like,
Like,
yeah. Like, but the team's so sick. Like, you could probably get a triple-double on this team or a double-double of rebounds and assists
I mean, all you gotta
on
do is
this
just
fucking
stand in the
team.
corner. Al, Big Al's just standing in the corner pretty much, and then getting cooked on defense. Like, you could play
Yeah.
this. You could play. You could take out. You're gonna be wide open because obviously they're gonna leave you wide open because you're Liam.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, they would leave. They're leaving. They were literally leaving Al Horford wide open. Like,
Yeah.
they don't.
And he
They're
was
like,
missing.
okay, he's gonna
Sure.
hit these at a 15% rate. Take them. I mean, and they knew they were cooked
100%.
anyway, so it doesn't matter. But like, yeah,
Yeah.
you can do that. It's not.
That's a great point, though. So the Mavs, like, main weapon on their offense is the corner three. Like they drive with Luka and dish to the corners, and they're
That PJ
shooting.
Washington, yeah.
Yeah, so they're shooting the best in the league from corner three. They make 4.6 corner threes a game, which is the most in these
Ooh,
playoffs
I don't
by a
like that.
ridiculous margin. But the Celtics are the best at defending the corner three, giving up just 1.5 makes per game. By far the fewest in the league.
I think that 1.5 is going to go up a little bit just
Yeah.
because
Oh,
I
of course.
think they're obviously hot, and maybe they will cool down. There's a lot of
Yeah.
time in between these, like, this first game, so it's like
Yeah.
maybe
But
they
that's
cool
also
off.
like other teams, like the Heat's MO is in corner threes. The Pacers' MO is in corner threes. The Cavs' MO is in corner threes. Like that's how the Mavs roll because they have Luka who can drive every time. So the
Kyrie
Celtics
too.
haven't, yeah, exactly. And
Everyone
the Celtics
collapses,
haven't
they
run
kick
into a
out.
time.
It was my high
Yeah.
school defense. Yeah, I mean, it was my high school
Yeah.
offense. Dribble
Yeah.
drive, touch the
Oh,
paint, kick it
100%.
out, dribble drive, touch the
Yeah.
paint. Someone's going to
Classic
be
pick and
wide open.
rolls.
Yeah, someone's
Yeah.
going to be wide open on the three, especially with Luka and Kyrie driving all the time. So it's like, but
Yeah.
they rely on who? Like PJ Washington to make these threes.
Derek Jones, who sucked the last couple of years, and all of a sudden he's good. I'm like,
And
okay.
we're relying on who, like our guys to shoot those threes, like Al Horford, Porzingis,
Yeah.
Drew, Jalen.
I like our odds. My
Yeah.
buddy is
Derek
Eskimo
Boy.
Brothers with Derek Jones.
That's how, like, oh, is he from? Where's Derek Jones from?
I'm not sure, but it was some chick in Providence who was a stripper.
Was Derek Jones? Who is Derek? I don't know.
Derek Jones Jr., he won the dunk contest.
He did? No, he didn't.
Yeah, yes,
When,
he
like, 2 years
did.
ago?
Probably longer than that. He's sick, though. He's been around forever.
I'm trying to look at the stats. My wife asked saw him, but
You're like, wait, what?
yeah, but Derek, yeah, I mean they have, like, we were talking about their bench earlier, but we have the better 3-point corner shooters. I would take Derek White over all those guys that you just mentioned. So
Yeah,
it's like
agreed.
it's just like you said, it's gonna be a lot of wide open threes, I think, for both games, for both teams. It's just gonna come down to who makes those wide open threes at a
Yeah,
higher clip. That I think that will get you the game at this point,
I think so too.
which will be weird.
Like when you look at it positionally, like Luka and Kyrie have the edge over Drew and Derek White. Like they're better players, but then our wings are better.
Yeah.
Tatum and Brown are better than their wings, and then PJ
100.
Washington against Kristaps Porzingis, like I'm taking Porzingis every time.
Yeah,
So like
taking
we,
Porzingis. Yeah.
yeah. So on paper, we're the better team.
Oh, by far. And you have the better well, no, because Luka's considered better than Tatum. I mean, just based
Yeah.
off MVP
Yes.
voting.
Yeah. Based off a lot of things.
He based off stats. And then who else? Kyrie. I mean, no, I guess, yeah, so they do have the best player on the floor, technically, which is
Yeah.
a thing. I mean, that's something to be worried about, but not every time the best player doesn't win. So
Would you rather have, if you're starting a team from scratch, you're an expansion team, you're starting the Seattle Supersonics over again, you can
I'm
draft a
taking Luka
couple
over Tatum.
players from every team. No, not Luka, Kyrie or Tatum.
Kyrie or Tatum? Oh, you're taking
Yeah.
Kyrie's. I mean, sorry, you're taking, then they're gonna take Kyrie. Right now, like, based off
Yeah,
their, you're taking
right now.
Tatum. He's just a younger guy. He has
Okay.
more room to, like,
Kyrie or Brown?
Brown.
Okay, cool. Okay,
Yeah,
that's what I
100%. I
wanted.
mean,
Yeah,
Brown's,
I
yeah.
kind of agree. Yeah, but I'm just curious.
He has way more potential at this point. Like, I mean, by potential, Kyrie might end up having a better career than both of them at this point. We
Yeah,
don't
but
know.
Kyrie's had more than half of a career already.
Yeah, and he's over the hills now. Like, I mean, this might regenerate him a little bit. Like, I don't know how. I think he's 33, or actually, he's not that old.
How old is Kyrie Irving? 32.
He's 30 out, so it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
But
he's been
he
around the
probably
league.
won't play, he won't play longer than 46. Like he's
I
got
mean, I don't
40
know what his
years.
contract is right now. If they win, say if they do win this year, goes their way, he's getting a fat contract. If he's on a 1 year right
Yeah.
now with the Mavs, they're gonna keep him there. Why would you change anything with that?
100%.
No, but I would, you're starting a team. I mean, if you're starting a team though, who would you rather have? I was gonna say Dirk. That's not Dirk. Luka or Tatum?
Always take Dirk.
No bias.
Yeah, like Luka, obviously. But I also, it's tough to say when the Mavs are in the finals, but I don't really know if you can win with Luka's play style. Like somebody who touches the ball as much as Luka, I don't think you can ever get him. Like the fact that Kyrie and him have worked out is an anomaly to
I was
me.
gonna say it's
I'm
working
completely
right now.
stunned. Yeah, it is. I know. But
It's
like
working great.
I always thought like the one man show like that just can't win a title. But maybe he's just so good he beats that out.
It's not one man. He's got Kyrie.
I know, and I can't believe it works. And it really doesn't make any sense to me that it works, but it does. And I guess maybe it's because Kyrie's basically a shooting guard, but like still.
Yeah, and if you're gonna rank the best, like, players, you're gonna go Luka, Tatum. Oh,
Yes.
actually,
No, you're
Luka,
Luke Tatum will be
Brown.
down the list.
Luka, Brown, Tatum, Kyrie. Those are the four
Oh,
right
in
there.
this finals. Yeah,
Yeah, you're going Luka, Brown, Tatum, Kyrie,
And then
that's
Porzingis.
how I'd probably go. Then Porzingis. Yeah, actually, maybe put Porzingis over Kyrie too.
Yeah.
Depending on if he's 100% healthy. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's interesting. I don't even think I told you my prediction yet.
Yeah, no, you didn't. I was actually about to ask.
Go
So I said
Celtics in
Celtics
five.
and six. Celtics and five. Yeah, so you
Yeah.
seem like there's a like you seem to
I was
think
pretty
that
hard
there's a
on
decent chance they could sweep.
them. Yeah, I mean, like I said, if Porzingis does come back healthy 100%, I think they can do this in five.
Okay.
I think the mindset's there. It's just tough. Like, you could see them losing potentially a game just because how inconsistent they are sometimes, and like how they play sloppy. We'll see. Game one's going to be huge.
Yeah.
They have to win game one. If they don't win game one, I don't
Yes.
know. That'll tell a lot. because the Mavs are going to ride that momentum hardcore. They did that same thing with the Minnesota. No one thought they had a chance against Minnesota. That's another thing we got to remember. No one thought the Mavs had a living chance in hell against Minnesota. Everyone was saying Minnesota.
No,
had
Minnesota
like five
had
games.
All the hype.
Yeah, they had all the hype. And look at what we have all the hype. We have all the hype right now. We're the best team. Like, do the Mavericks spoil that? Like, they're not. I don't think they're scared of the Celtics at any.
No, by no means. No.
No, they've taken down some good teams.
Yeah, I don't think. I think it's almost impossible that the Celtics would sweep. Like, if they swept, I would be the most dumb fucking person on earth.
Yeah, I don't think they'll sweep. That they're gonna lose. They gotta lose. Gotta lose a game.
Yeah.
One, but I think that game might even be close too. And that they're only gonna lose because like, fucking the Mavs shot so well from three that like they just couldn't keep up. That's how they usually lose those games. Like one team just goes off for three because the Celtics played a little bit lackadaisical on defense.
Yeah, five seems like a fairly reasonable number. I like your all of a sudden confidence in the Celtics because you were more pessimistic leading up to it.
I was, but like after watching everything go so right and like,
yeah, you're like, holy shit.
I mean, it wasn't the regular season too. You saw it. You just had to see it in the playoffs too. I think the odds favorite, the biggest favorite for the series is Celtics in five. When I looked at it last time,
oh really?
Like the one, the game with like best, like the chance of whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let me check on MGM. It was like Celtics in five was the series game spread or series total games.
Like I'm surprised that that's the favorite. I figured Celtics and Six would be the favorite.
Let me see it. Correct finals result. Celtics in six. No, Celtics in five is the favorite.
Wow.
Out of all like Celtics in four, Celtics sweep is +500. Celtics in five is +300. Celtics in five is +300. Celtics in six is +350. And then Celtics in seven is +450. Mavericks sweeps, not even Mavericks 4-1. Nope. And then actually, Mavericks in six is the third highest odds. So there, Vegas is saying that Celtics will win in five, Celtics will win in six, or Mavericks will win in six. That those are the top three choices right there, which is kind of crazy. I think they're only giving Mavericks in six +400 is because like. If they're going to win, they probably do it in six. That's how I look at it. I don't think it's going to be in seven. If they're going to win this thing, it's probably going to be in six for them just because that means they're going to be
and that means like they come out the gates. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They come out balling.
And they know if game seven, it is in fucking Boston. So that's another reason why they don't think it's going to go seven. I think Dallas has game six in their home court.
Care for a friendly wager?
On just like the series or?
On Finals MVP. So there's a good chance that neither one of us has to pay out. So each of us pick a Finals MVP.
Yeah.
And it obviously, to pick a Finals MVP, you're basically picking the team to win and you're picking that player to be the best in the series. So it's remarkably unlikely that either one of us win, but for the fuck of it. And I'm thinking either 30 or 50 bucks. How dangerous you feel?
Oh, whoa, you're going big time. Let's go 25.
25? Okay, we'll take 25. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
Well, we might pick the same player.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you want the first pick or do you want me to get the first pick? Because we can't pick the same player.
I would go Jaylen Brown.
Ooh.
MVP, finals MVP.
Think he doubles up?
It's tough because I don't think a lot of people do double up in that award.
I think they do. Kobe. Kobe, Braun.
All things are pointing Jaylen Brown to win that finals MVP.
Dirk, is it?
Oh, I mean, I can tell you who the favorite is.
Who?
Jason Tatum's the favorite at -120, and then it's not. That's Tatum's crazy. At +625. I think they think people are going to fucking pound that bet. He hasn't shown up yet. Like,
no, he hasn't.
Unless something drastically changes here, he's not going to win finals MVP. Unless something drastically changes.
Like, unless he's practicing right now and is not going to stop until the game starts, and he's going to have this crazy Kobe, like, I'm going to win this fucking finals. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, so you're not picking him. Or are you going to pick him? It's the safest bet right now.
I'm not picking Jason Tatum. I'll tell you. Do you want the first pick or do you want me to get it?
Well, did you want to pick Brown?
I'm not going to tell you who I'm picking. Do you
Oh
want the
no,
first pick or do you
I'm going
want?
to take Brown. Jalen Brown's going to win the
Okay, you're
finals
taking
MVP.
Jalen Brown. Okay, so
Yeah.
you're taking Jalen Brown, $25, Celtics to win, Jalen Brown. All right. I'm going to go with
I know you're gonna pick.
Porzingis.
Yeah. And that's not
Is
a bad bet.
that who you saw?
No, I mean I think you were going to go
Who?
right up Porzingis. That's the only options after Tatum after that.
Yeah.
And Porzingis is plus 6,000 or
I could
plus
have said
5,000.
Luka.
You could have, I mean, no, I didn't think you were going to pick a Mavs player.
No.
So I
No.
guess we both could lose there.
We could.
So if you actually put your $25 on Kristaps Porzingis to win, you'd win $1,275. You're better off taking this $25 that you would win that I'd give you just right now to put it on him to win.
Probably, right?
I mean, plus 5,000. Could it happen? Yes. Will it happen? Probably.
It could, like his former team. He hasn't played. He
Yeah.
comes back, shows how important he is. I might be talking you into betting Porzingis for
I mean, I'm going to
finals
sprinkle for
MVP.
sure. I'm sprinkling some money on that.
Yeah.
Not 25
Like
bucks, but
ten
I'll
bucks.
throw five. $5 is like five to win like 500. I think that's what that means.
Yeah.
Let me check.
Yeah, check it out. Because if that's the case,
You could throw
I'll
$2 on them. I think you win $50.
Holy shit.
No,
So it's
yeah,
five.
$2 to win 102. So you win $100 just for $2 bet. I'm gonna do that
Damn.
right now. Why not?
So no, do $5, dude.
Nah, I
Fucking
just did
five.
two. I mean,
You
two's
pussy.
two.
$5 to win 200.
And then Derek White, you got to sprinkle some on him. Do I
Yep.
think he gets it? No, but like
No.
$2. And at the end of the day, if you're just banking on Tatum not getting it, so you might as well throw Jalen Brown the most
How
20
much is Brown?
plus 625. So if you do throw $10 on him, you get like 72. But 25 would be 181. So not a bad payout.
No, not great, but not bad.
I mean, he's the third favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, or you can just go out of your mind and go like Jaden Hardy.
Yeah.
Because it has been like, who would have thought Iguodala would have been MVP?
I did. I bet on
You
that.
did
I bet on that.
before the series
Yeah.
started?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, his odds couldn't have been that great to win finals MVP.
No, it was fucking incredible. I bet like $5 to win like $700.
That's what I mean. Like his odds weren't like the
Yeah.
high. Like he wasn't the
No.
favorite. He was probably
No,
way
he
down
was
there.
far. But that was a case of extreme bias. Like I love Andre Iguodala. He was a former Sixer. I've
Yeah.
always loved Andre Iguodala.
Mean, you could even throw a
And
little bit of sprinkle on Al Horford.
dude, if Al Horford wins MVP, like
I mean,
my
that's equivalent
brain
to
will.
like, that's almost equivalent to like Iguodala winning that MVP. It's almost the
No,
same kind of.
Iguodala was more important. Iguodala was their sixth man. He was the man. He was so good. He was the glue of
Yeah.
that team. He hit the game-winning shot to send them to the finals, and that's when I bet on them.
Yeah. And I just put $1 on Al Horford just for the fun of it
Just for the
to win like $300.
fuck of it.
So a total of $5 on them so far.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get back on the book and start
Yeah.
sprinkling a little bit here.
All right. So you're doing who? You're doing Kristaps Porzingis MVP.
Yeah.
And I'm doing Jaylen Brown. And the chances are that like Tatum or Derek
Yeah,
White
there's a
or
pretty good chance that neither
one of
one of
them
us
win.
are paying anything for this.
And obviously MGM thinks it's a pretty good chance that Tatum wins it. So
Yeah.
right there, we probably don't want each other or anything, but it'll be fun to you may as
But I
well
remember
sprinkle.
2 years ago, Jason Tatum was second favorite to win Finals MVP behind Steph Curry, and like he
Who
wasn't
won it that?
anywhere close.
Did Curry win
Curry.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they lost that series and what? That didn't go seven, did it?
No, went
Like five,
six, six.
six. And it wasn't really like it could have won five.
Yeah.
And then Celtics to win the finals are at minus 225. So Vegas is saying this is a layup. Like Vegas is
Yeah.
just saying bet on the Celtics. And Mavericks at plus 180. I don't know who's going to be throwing money on that.
I
A
remember
lot of Curt.
reading the Lakers, that team I was telling you about earlier, the loaded one that lost to the Pistons in 2004. Lakers were favored in -700 and they lost in five.
To who?
The Detroit Pistons.
Yikes. Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, yeah,
Because that's
that's
just a why
crazy.
that but there's never been a finals like that. The Dirk Mavs were crazy underdogs.
Well, that was against, yeah, sure. That was against
Yeah.
LeBron James, Dwayne Wade,
LeBron,
Chris
his
Bosh. Yeah.
first year in the Heat,
The big three.
everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's some special bets I'm seeing, like Luka Doncic to score like 30 plus points in each game of the series. So if that goes seven, he's not dropping 30 plus points.
30 points a game. Is
I
that
mean, he is
combined,
averaging.
or
He
he has to get statistically 30 points in every game?
statistically 30 points in every game, even though he has been averaging, I think it was like 32 points a game.
I kind of like that
It's plus 900, but I don't think he's scored 30 points in each of the last four play. I think he had like a one pretty
bet. Yeah.
gnarly game in that last
He's had
series.
a handful of like
Yeah.
not good games.
I mean, he's either hit or miss. It's like kind of like Tatum. Like he's just chucking up threes as well.
Yeah.
Or like Luka
Yeah.
to drop 50 in any game this series. Jason
Is there any
Tatum
chance
just.
Kyrie wins Finals MVP?
I mean, there's a chance if they win. If they win that series, I think you have. Kyrie might win MVP.
Yeah,
Because he's
imagine.
going to have to go off. It's. Who knows if that
If
correct
that
series
happens,
is.
I'll kill myself.
Yeah. So
You'll be down a co-host.
you're saying Celtics in seven,
Six.
six, and that's plus 350. Celtics in five is plus 300. So they're saying like either one of those will probably be the correct answer
Yeah.
right there, which I'll sprinkle on that too. Or can you sprinkle like Jaylen Brown, Celtics in five together? No, you can't. But yeah, other than that, I mean, like we said, it's here. Finals are here.
Yeah, they are.
They did it.
Thursday. I
I'm
can't believe we
probably
have to
gonna,
wait that long.
yeah, I might go down depending on. I think it's supposed to be like pretty gross out this week or like
Yeah, it
this
is.
weekend. Fuck. Cause I was gonna like maybe go down to that area and just like be in the thick of it.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing it for the later games. Like if there's a if, you know, it's in six games and Celtics can close it out, I'm gonna be in Boston because I want to riot.
Yeah. And so, oh, Thursday, ooh, 61% chance of rain. Thursday
Yeah.
night, overcast with rain showers. Disgusting.
Let's get together for one of the games. Maybe Thursday if you're feeling dangerous.
Yeah, if you want to
I'll come over.
come to this area, yeah, we can go
Yeah.
out.
Works for me. We don't even have to. We can hang in and drink beers. I'm up for whatever.
Yeah, I'm down for whatever. And then Friday, what? So we have first two games in Boston. Are we done with
Yeah.
is this the pot over?
No, it's still going.
still going.
No, we're just talking shit.
But game two, when would that be?
Saturday.
No, it's Sunday. They have 3 days off now in between games.
Oh yeah. So
And it's
Sunday
in.
and then Wednesday and then Friday.
And
Damn.
Sunday, I think, is looking like shit too.
Yeah, that blows.
It's a rainy day Sunday. So, like, both two home games are going to be kind of shitty. So, if they do win in four, I'll be kind of pissed because I kind of want to see it like a nice basketball game, like a nice
Yeah.
weather and be out there, like, around the garden and in the North
Yeah.
End. Get some
Well,
pastries.
that's why,
Get some
yeah.
espresso martinis, get some
Wow.
good
You are a
pizza.
modern man. Go with the espresso martinis, huh?
Yeah, and then hit up the game. Walk, it's 10 minutes from the garden or 15-minute walk.
Yeah.
You just
Go
head
hit up
over
the
there.
harp across the street.
Yeah, and then you just chill over there. I mean, it's going to be a good environment. It'll be
Yeah.
fun. I know a lot
What do
won't
you
be going
think are the
on.
chances of getting an affordable finals ticket if you're like sitting at the harp and you check ticket prices at like the end of the first quarter?
You think, yeah, I guess they'd still be selling them.
Yeah.
That's tough because they might be also like, I think people aren't going to take
I
their
don't know.
chances.
Do you think it would be sold out
Like on the
though?
app or like a guy on the street being like, I
On
got
the app. No,
tickets.
you never fucking trust people on the street.
On the app, I mean, I think I might have looked last year.
Did you?
Like maybe 500 because they won't go down that much.
No, they'll
Because
never
they,
be like affordable.
no, I mean, 800, 808 is. I
But if
thought
it
they were,
gets down to 400, I'd pull trigger.
yeah, 100%. I know 800. Last time they were in the finals, it never got down to 800. I'm surprised these are like cheaper than a
Yeah.
couple years
Isn't
ago,
that
maybe.
weird?
And we're playing like there's like a lot of good storylines here with like past
Yeah.
players, histories with teams, and
A lot of
just
star power in this
and
game.
not and the Mavs have actually won a championship more recent
Yeah.
than the Celtics have. So they're
Yeah.
pretty
Yeah.
prestigious franchise. The other one in
Yeah.
2011. So it's like they're pretty prestigious franchise, good coach, and Jason Kidd. Like Jason Kidd's
I
in the
love
finals.
Jason
Did
Kidd.
Jason Kidd ever win a finals?
Yeah, with the Mavs and Dirk.
Oh, duh. Yeah. So like this is his
Yeah.
chance to win one as a coach and a player.
Yeah.
Big
He went to
storyline for
two
them.
with the Nets and got swept both times.
Yeah. So he's back in the finals, and obviously as a fucking coach. Maybe we'll see him fucking jump in there and play. What's the odds in on
Come
that?
on, dude.
Like,
Yeah, I'll place
who's their
that
point
bet.
guard? I don't even know who they, well, Kyrie. Kyrie goes down and Kid
Kyrie and
comes back
Luka.
in. That'd be
Yeah.
pretty fun.
Kid
I
goes
bet
in there
Kid
for
could hop.
six man.
I bet Kid could hop in there for
Dude,
fucking. He's
100%.
he could probably put up similar numbers to Pritchard.
Yeah, he could give you like five, five, and five.
If he, especially with like Luka in there, yeah,
Oh,
he's
100%.
dishing out assists all day. That's
Yeah,
all he needs to do.
he get five assists in his sleep.
Yeah, so that's wild. I mean, it is crazy. Like, I almost pulled trigger a lot like a couple years ago for 1,000, but then I was like, that's $1,000.
That's $1,000.
That goes a long. And then you're gonna bet
Yeah,
on
it
the game
does.
too. You're gonna try to
Oh,
bet win all that money
100%. And
back.
then how many beers are you gonna get? A lot of
I
them.
probably wouldn't even drink, to be honest. I'd probably go like,
Really?
you want me to drink before you get.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you drink. You don't have to drink. Well, I mean, get a water while you're in there. Like, you should be high off the fucking adrenaline on like
That's
the
fair.
game. I don't want to not remember the game.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to drink twice. I will. I like if I went to the game, there's no scenario I'm not drinking at that place.
I would have a few drinks before, and then probably get a little Stony
Yeah,
Baloney,
definitely
and then
before.
a few drinks
Yeah, of
before, a little
course.
Stony Baloney, and then straight water. I'm fucking
Yeah.
gonna be on my seat because I'm gonna put a ton of money on that game if you're going. I want
Yeah.
my money back.
Yes.
So thousands of dollars gambling. Celtics money line.
Well, that's the thing. You buy your ticket and then you pay the same price that you pay for your ticket. You bet that on the Celtics to win that game. And if they win, it covers your ticket. If
I
they
don't think it
lose,
does.
then your life's over. No, probably wouldn't.
It covers like a good, let me see, $800
Then
on the
you do
Celtics
a
to win.
prop. Then you do a prop bet.
And I have a, oh, I didn't tell you our cheat code prop bet. Me and my
What?
buddy have been hitting this cheat code prop bet from the
Hit
Celtics
me.
like every single game. So it's we haven't done it in a while, obviously. But it's like, and Hauser actually hasn't been playing well. What is it?
I used to fucking, I love cheat code prop bets.
This has won a majority of the time.
I used to bet Blake Griffin under 8 points every fucking game when he was on the Nets, and it's always hit.
Yeah. What is this bet?
Mike Muscala under 10 points when he was on the Thunder. Money.
Oh, money. So this is the bet. It's Celtics money line. Celtics half point spread, depending on what it is, if it's too
Yes.
high. But that's been cashing. And then Derek White over 2.5 assists and Jrue Holiday over 2.5 assists. We and my
Oh,
friend have been
that.
betting that every single game, and it's probably hit 90% of the time. Easy
Yeah,
money.
especially when when they're playing the Eastern Conference teams, like, dude, that's money.
Yeah, it was pretty, and the halftime spread was like the only one that would ever be close because you would be like,
Yeah.
sometimes they just don't play up to their level in halftime.
Yeah.
But even if you take out the halftime spread and you just do Celtics money line, Derek White 2.5 assists, and then Jrue Holiday 2.5 assists, it's like still like minus
Pretty
like
good odds.
130 or like even plus money sometimes. So look at it. I don't know. I'm gonna look at that Thursday night and see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about Thursday. I'd love to come over and friggin' watch the
If not
game. If
Thursday,
not
yeah.
Thursday, Sunday. If not one of the two.
Yeah,
During the
and
week might be tough, but Sunday also kind of
or we
blows.
go
Either
or we
way,
try
we
to
got
go up
work.
or we just try to go up that area or we can just take the T from here.
Yeah.
Just to
Works for
like
me.
be in that atmosphere, it might be cooler.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But I think that's basically a wrap on 121 of the
Sheesh.
Raptors podcast brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Throw us a like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. We're in the fucking finals, baby.
Let's
Yeah.
do it.